You know, as soon as you get off the plane, it's all work, no play. You got to approach it like a job now. You got to approach it like, you know, this is the way you're going to get paid. Now, this is going to help your family. So just try to get to the team and help as much as you can, you know, and try to be that playmaker that you know you can be.
I was very excited to get into the pro-style offense. The game's fast. You get all these SEC, ACC guys and Big 12, you know, Big 10, all these guys put together. Man, it's a fast game out there. What an opportunity this has been.
When I heard that we were going to be coached by NFL coaches, oh, this is one of the best opportunities you can be asked for, because the scouting combine and pro day, they're going to coach you, but you're not actually playing football. This is a chance to actually go through an NFL week. It's been a great experience, and I'm just trying to get as many bits and pieces of knowledge from as possible.
No, you don't want to compete against anything else but the best guys, and they're all, you know, sitting over there.
You definitely were the top dogs in the country, and you know, they're obviously there for a reason. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, football is football, so I feel like it was just another day at the office.
Competition everywhere, from the punters to kickers to linebackers, quarterbacks to D-line. There's competition everywhere.
These guys are really good players, so it's just a really good opportunity for me to boost my own stock and also just get better this week with loads of great players.
As a competitor, you went one in the other way. And, you know, I'm just glad to be a part of the Senior Bowl. That was one of my goals I had coming into the season, and I'm glad that I was able to accomplish that goal.
This is something that I dreamed about as a kid, getting the chance to play in this venue, getting a chance to play at this level, and just get a chance to play on this stage. So I'm enjoying the whole process so far, and I'm going to make the most out of it.
This is a goal. This is a goal for me coming into this season. I know, yeah, I want to win an Ivy League title. I want to get invited to Senior Bowl. I want to be drafted this year. I knew, like, these are the things I want to do, and just having this opportunity is just one step in the process.
Yeah, we're a Curran Reed, like, kid from Princeton can bid out there with guys from Auburn. But it's Reed Farinagan joining me here on our Midwest Ford Dealers Chiefs live show. Again, we're transitioning out of 2014 in earnest, looking back at the Senior Bowl. I get asked every day, so do you, about wide receivers. I'm going to ask you about a few that were there. Your thoughts on Jordan Matthews of Vanderbilt. We saw him on the tape. Loved him at Vandy. What do you see?
Standout. He was turning heads, obviously, heading into the week. But he's a cousin to Jerry Rice. But, again, we all know genetics doesn't guarantee us anything. What I liked about him, obviously, his ability to run routes, sharp route runner, great hands, made great catches throughout the week. And he's not relying on his stats from the SEC. He had 262 career receptions, also 3,759 yards. But he told me, you know what, my career at Vanderbilt is over. It's time to go to the NFL, start from ground zero. And he's ready to take that work ethic to the next level. Next, we'll talk about Mike Davis, University of Texas, Longhorns wide receiver, playmaker. Obviously, speed, can get down coverage, can extend, can read coverages, where to step in and make plays. Also, Mitch, it was great to see. You can't underestimate work ethic. After practice, all the media was allowed on the field. There he is running routes with Jordan Matthews and Derek Carr in the end zone, just running routes, fades in the back of the end zone, showing that work ethic. And he's definitely got a chip on his shoulder, ready to show that everything that he did at Texas was no joke.
Now, let me ask you this, because you get the feeling of speed at the third level, because those guys sometimes look to me like a little bit of a replication of what Dwayne Bowe can do. So the question is, how do you get to the third level consistently? So that brings in, I want to ask you about Josh Huff at Oregon.
We all know speed kills, and speed is definitely in Josh Huff's repertoire. He's the 5'11", 202-pound wide receiver, had 23 touchdowns at Oregon, five games of 100-plus receiving yards. He was the second receiver to do that. And just attack things at the Senior Bowl. Despite his size, he goes up, he attacks the football, he uses that vertical jump that he has to get up and catch the ball at the top of its point and do things as well as, you know, getting that separation with the speed that he has.
Yeah, and there's a lot of juniors, of course, that will be declaring for the draft that maybe shove to the top of the board at wide receivers. But I'm going to transition now to defensive back, because if I don't get asked about wide receiver every day, I get asked about defensive backs or safeties who could fit Bob Sutton's system. What did you see there? Safeties, corners, hybrids, who jumped off the page?
We know Coach Sutton likes hitters. Jimmy Ward, Northern Illinois, most outstanding defensive back at the Senior Bowl. He measures in at 5'11", 192, but he packs a punch. Can get all over the field, can cover, he has that makeup speed. If he does get burned, he has the speed to make it up. And had 77 tackles, 14 PBUs, and 6 INTs in 2013. And he wowed people at the Senior Bowl day one throughout the entire week.
And Northern Illinois, of course, BCS team, basically. They've done great things there in the Husky program. A little closer to home here now in the Chiefs' kingdom would be Baptiste out of the University of Nebraska. This is a guy that looks like a hybrid guy to me. Can he play safety and corner, nickel, dime? What do you see?
Plays them both. Had four interceptions in the first four games in Nebraska this season. Played corner, can be moved to safety. There was talk all week long. We talked to our friends at NFL Network, the analysts, the Mike Mayocks and the Charles Davis. They both talked about where he can fit. You know, he has the size, he has the length. He has deceptive hip movement. Obviously, watched him down there. I was up close watching the one-on-one drills with the wide receivers and the DBs. Caught up, wasn't out-juked by the wide receivers. Did really well keeping up with them. Again, the size, the speed, and that athleticism can't go overlooked.
Yeah, athleticism is a big key here, trying to either play in cover two or a single high safety in Bob Sutton's scheme. But Terrence Brooks of Florida State, you spent some time at FSU. Mm-hmm. What do you see in Terrence Brooks?
Unbelievable playmaker, not afraid of the big lights. And when you're at Florida State, we know what kind of player you are in the secondary. They require speed, again, that makeup speed, the coverability. Had, again, you weigh 5'11", 200 pounds, but he has that instincts and the cover speed. 50 tackles in 2013, and again, in that national championship game against Auburn, doesn't shy away from the big lights.
And the next step, of course, is the combine in Indianapolis. We come back, we'll close out the show and get you ready for what's on your plate in February. We'll return after this on this Midwest Ford Dealers Chiefs Live show.